if and when this event actually happens. And I guess I have to ask you, do you feel reasonably confident, Jim, as a scientist who has been studying this for years and years and years, do you think that an event is going to happen, let's say, in our lifetime?
I think there's a high probability. And when you look at how fast these things can move in,
yeah,
unannounced, it is shocking.
WLW.
High school football action tonight, over 20,000.
You were telling us about the solar flares and so forth and the weather conditions. We've had winds of over 100 mile an hour hit the earth in different places around the globe. We've had hundreds, literally hundreds of volcano act, or not volcano, but seismographic earthquakes. I was looking at a picture the other day, I forget where it was at, that left about a 4 or 5 foot gap left in the earth about 12 miles long. And where we're going with this, I guess, is this. How does this affect us? What are we doing? What can we do with it? Is the information available? Can we all use it? And if so, how?
Well, there's a number of factors. And since last May, as you know, I've been saying, obviously, our sun is way out of line with normality. And the sun just doesn't do this by itself, but the bottom line is that the solar model that is produced by our standard science, so to speak, the NASA people that say that the sun's energy comes from its core, that's totally incorrect. The sun's energy is coming up from the surface, and it's very much affected by external factors, and it's obviously reacting to something big that's entering our solar system. And so the overriding effect is that something big is affecting the sun. We are not able to see it yet. My guess is that it is in a very strange location, what I call the blind spot of Earth. It's off the South Pole and only visible in the month of May. And this is actually due to NASA internal documents where in 1991, a guy named Robert Harrington actually was observing this object, and it's inbound into the solar system, and we don't know much about it other than NASA is very close-lipped about it.
I think NASA is closed-lipped about everything. They take thousands of pictures. We don't get them. They dribble them out like something. I guess it's all because of their budget, and they can't afford any more film, or they've got all kinds of excuses. And what they seem to forget is that we are paying for their jobs, and we want the information. I don't know why you and I have to scrounge around and try to find information when they are to be jumping through hoops to help us, because if they don't, they're going to lose their funding.
Right. Well, their funding also comes from above, and they're more worried about the people on top of them than the people like us below them. Unfortunately, too many times what happens is they release disinformation, which isn't the information we're really looking for. It's some kind of, I would just call it crap, that they hand out, hoping that the public will, hope that the public will buy it.
I got to run. We're up against the break here. We're at 700 WLW.
Max.
and asks you to be alert and to be vigilant. If you see anything that seems odd or out of place, don't hesitate to notify authorities. And for the Tri-State's only 24-hour coverage of America's war on terror, stay tuned to News Radio 700 WLW.
For 700 WLW, our borders are still open, and Jim McKinney's with me now. And online with me is Larry. Larry, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.